Yes, I told you those clouds are coming towards Albany, you know.
Yeah, we had them in Milroy. We still have them. Overcast skies as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning, a 6-0 Watkins lead. And for Fergus Falls, it'll be their cleanup hitter, Darren Stanislavski, at the plate. The first pitch of ball, and now Stanislavski swings and misses strike one.
So these guys are first coming up for their third time at bat here in the seventh inning, and where Watkins is leadoff hitter is up five times already.
Stanislavski fooled by that pitch as he swings and misses at a pitch that was probably 2 feet outside.
He's having a tough time at the plate against Matt Geiser.
He's 0-for-2 strikeouts. Yep. It's a little bit low, and the count at 2-2. 2-2 the count. Ready on the mound. And, Lincoln Hogan was going to throw that around the horn, and home plate umpire, I think he might have got screened. Lincoln jumped up so fast.
He was smiling already.
Yeah, he knew he got a gift there. Geislinger's pitch right there. Strike three called. Well, one out.
I don't think he was going to get twice that call, was he?
All right, and so up at the plate, Sean McGuire. It's to McGuire, swinging a miss, strike one. Matt Geislinger now with 11 strikeouts in the ball game.
He's only given up two hits.
There's strike two. Matty going right after those hitters now, leading 6-0, and I think he should. Just
absolutely.
Fastball, don't mess around. Well, he throws a breaking ball, and Nolan Geislinger back on the grass at short will make the catch for the out.
That was a little bit more of a funny one, that one.
Yeah, that's right. And here comes Pete Gostead to the plate. Pete started as the pitcher today for Fergus Falls and slash pitcher DH role. He stayed in the game as the DH. First pitch to Gostead, a strike called, and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. A little bit outside that pitch, and 1-1. 1-1 the count. This foul back and out of play. Right off one of the adjacent houses. And the count, 1-2. Bottom of the seventh inning, 6-0 Watkins, if you're just joining us. And Gostead just gets a piece of it as that bounces off the backstop right back to Lincoln Hogan. He catches it in the air. Still 1-2. The last we heard after five over in Springfield, it was 10-3, the Cold Spring Rockies leading Buckman. Here's the pitch, and a shot to left field. Haven't said this guy's name all day today other than the starting lineup. Gavin Mathias makes the catch for the out. And that'll end the seventh for Fergus Falls. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We played seven here in Milroy. 6-0 Watkins. We're back in a minute.
You know how just the thought of some things just make you cringe? Like walking barefoot across asphalt in August, sitting in the middle seat in an airplane. Or how about changing a diaper blowout in a public restroom when you're out of baby wipes and a spare baby outfit? We also know there's some folks out there that cringe at the mere thought of having to negotiate their way through the car buying process. People want the best deal up front and the most for their trade. We get it. We shop here too. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we've known that for a long time, and that's why we dumped the negotiating process and marked all of our vehicles with our best price a long time ago. Get into a new Chevy Equinox or Trax for up to 22% off MSRP. Plus, save big on the all-new Chevy Trailblazer. Save thousands, plus get Gilliland's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Chevrolet all month long. Buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we're here to help make your experience as pleasant and non-cringeworthy as possible. Stop in and say hi, or find your new ride at GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
We're now at 15 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 73 Our temperature here and the sun breaking back through those clouds right now. Score update from Detroit. Twins tying that one up in the top of the second. So 1-1, Twins scoring on a wild pitch. We take you back to Milroy. More exciting Class C baseball action. It's Randy and Don.
Hi, thank you very much. Our 11 o'clock game, right on track. Foley is set to take on New Prague right around 2 o'clock this afternoon here in Milroy. That'll be the second game, and then we'll have Lake Henry and Jordan. Lake Henry and Jordan at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Top of the eighth inning for the Watkins Clippers. Lincoln Hogan at the plate, and first pitch to Lincoln is a strike call to 1-1. Lincoln so far today been active. He's got one hit, walked twice, and now a chopper down the third baseline. Here's the throw to first, in time to get Hogan this time. Lincoln had a drag bunt for his hit, and this time the third baseman, Thomas Bozek, playing him in a little bit to make that play, 5-3 in the putout. Matt Geislinger steps up to the plate, and Matt drills this foul into or past the third base dugout and into the Foley baseball players that have kind of gathered behind that dugout.
That is the gathering spot for the next team.
It is. Yep.
I wonder if that's why they have that tent set up way down there, if they would like to use it.
I bet. I bet it is. It's to Matt, a ball, and one ball, one strike.
Looks like a circus tent, doesn't it? It's got the red and the white stripes.
1-1. It's a little bit high to Matt Geislinger, and two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. Geislinger will pull that back and out of play. That's headed towards Donnie Heinen's vehicle.
Oh, boy. The way is up.
We didn't bring Leo from Leo's Autobody class either. No. 2-2 the count.
Hope it doesn't hit a tire.
And here's a chopper up the middle. That'll be a tough play. And it goes under the glove of shortstop McGuire and into center field. That'll be a hit for Matt Geislinger, his third hit of the day.
Going to get a pinch runner for Matt Geislinger here. Number 7, Dustin Kramer. That's a good move.
Top of the 8th inning. Give those legs of Matt Geislinger a little bit of a rest. And Dustin Kramer running for Geislinger. Here's Brendan Ashton. Brendan so far today, 2-for-4. And a swing and a miss by Brendan. Strike one.
Got to be relief for the players and everybody today. The workers, concession stand workers, and people parking. Just to have a little reprieve from the heat, and it's a lot more relaxing.
Pitch to Ashton is outside and high, 1-1. Pitching change for the Cold Spring Rockies. TJ New pitching now for the Rockies. I believe Ryan Hennen started today for the Rockies. I'm not positive on that, but with the Rockies leading 10-3, here's a pass ball, gets by Revering. No, it's 12-3 Rockies, 12-3 Rockies leading in that ball game. Hennen camp out to talk to Revering now, so Kramer to second. And the count, 2 balls and a strike to Brendan Ashton. Curveball, Ashton will follow that to the net, and the count, 2-2. Of course, our game on KASM, Watkins playing on KASM. The Lake Henry game will be on KASM. Kirby and Kurt Hemish, they are doing the Cold Spring Rocky game on 105.5 FM, 105.5. Ashton bloops this one to second. Anderson there to make the catch for the out.
Does it smell like rain to you?
Yeah, just trying to look out there.
Yes, I can see it out there.
See a little light rain. Every once in a while, it seems like I get a little mist here. Yeah.
Looks like it is raining over there a little
bit. That is a light shower that I think should pass. Here's Hinnenkamp's pitch, a little bit low.
People are moving a little bit already.
And the count, one ball, no strikes. To Carter Block, who is up now. Pitch a strike call to Carter. And one ball, one strike. 1-1 to count. Hinnenkamp looks back to second with two outs. And Block a ground ball to first. Right there is first baseman Stanislavski to step on the bag. And the unassisted putout ends the inning here for the Watkins Clippers. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We have played 7.5, 6-0. Watkins leading Fergus Falls. We're back in a minute here on KSM Radio.
Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has served Central Minnesota customers for years and would like to help improve your home's indoor air quality. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of high-efficiency heat pumps, furnaces, and air conditioners. Partnered with the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Air Purifier, it is award-winning and the next generation of indoor air quality technology capable of purifying every cubic inch of air that your central air conditioning system reaches. Designed to eliminate sick building syndrome risks by reducing odors and air pollutants, the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Purifier is the best solution for whole house and building air purification. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com to learn more about the Remy Halo Air Purifier.
And we're now at 8 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. We have a temperature reading of 73 degrees here in central Minnesota. Adam Ray already in studios to take you the rest of the way on this Sunday afternoon, teching the games and keeping you updated on all the sports scores and what's all happening. And the Twins just taking a 2-1 lead now. I believe it's in the top of the second. Maybe it's the third. Third inning, yep. Adam pointing out third inning. Jorge Polanco hitting a solo home run. So there you go. 2-1, Twins in the third. Back to Milroy. More exciting Class C baseball action. It's Randy and Don.
All right. We have a pinch hitter for Fergus Falls leading off the eighth.
Austin Stanislavski.
Stanislavski pops this one up to Nolan Geislinger at short. Nolan calling for it, makes the catch for the first out. So one out. And Dan Rubbering, the catcher. So what Kirby and Kurt Hemish are going to do over in Springfield, as soon as that Rocky game is completed, they're going to hop in their vehicles and scoot over to Shakopee and do the Springers game. So they've got a few miles ahead of them. Donnie and I, we're just going to plant our tents here as a ground ball to Block at second, Rivering out 4-3 on the putout. And we'll get ready for the Lake Henry game at 5.
Lake Henry Jordan, correct. Might take in a little Foley here in the next game. See what's what happens.
You bet. That'll bring number 9 hitter Jake Heideman to the plate. Heideman 0-1 today. Are we going to get a pinch hitter again?
Like number 20, doesn't it?
As the pitch to this pinch hitter, Alex Hexman.
Okay.
Alex Hexman pinch hitting. And the inside ball, 1-1 the count. Geislinger's pitch and Hexman a drive to right. There's Berg to make the catch for the out in an easy 1-2-3 inning for Matt in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 8 in our book, 6-0. Watkins leading Fergus Falls. We're back in a minute.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and 2 locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Top of 9, Alex Hinnenkamp, or Eric Hinnenkamp will face the Watkins Clippers, middle part of their order. Dan Berg, looks like Gavin Mathias is going to hit for himself. And then we'll get Carson Geislinger. Yeah, you can see some heavier rain down to the south of us here, is that's coming across those farm fields, and so I think the fans might get a little wet here yet.
Hope the wind switches.
When Buddy Beyer moves, that means it's going to rain, and Buddy is now picking up his seats and coming to the bleachers. First pitch to Dan, ball 1-0. Berg will follow this one back and out of play. And the count, 1-1. Dan Berg so far today is 2-4. 2-4. There's a strike call to Dan Berg, and 1-2 now. 1-2. We kick the pitch and foul back and out of play by Berg. And the count stays 1-2. That wind blowing that rain into the top 3/4 seats of the bleachers here. As Berg would boot a base hit over the head of the infield. And Dan Berg picks up his third hit today. That'll bring Gavin Mathias to the plate, and Gavin's going to hit for himself. Keith Kramer was DHing. Hinnenkamp's pitch, a swing and a miss by Mathias, strike one. Some light rain falling on us here in Milroy.
Eric Hinnenkamp doing a nice job here in relief. I think coming in with the fourth inning, pretty much setting Watkins down, hasn't he?
Mathias will foul this one off. And the count at 0-2. The ball, 2 strikes. Runner on first, that's Berg. Hinnenkamp's pitch. Strike three called, and Mathias gets caught looking. So out on strikes is Mathias. Here's Carson Geislinger. That's going to hit Carson Geislinger, and he's going to go to first base. So that hit him right on the shoulder. And it'll bring Nolan Geislinger to the plate. Yeah. Nolan so far today, 1-for-4. Struck out a couple times, and he pops this one up foul and out of play. 6-0 Watkins, top of the ninth inning.
Versus catcher, Dan Revering took off with that, and his helmet kind of fell right in front of his face. He couldn't see where he was going. He's trying to flip it away from himself.
0-1 the count. Geislinger, a drive to left field, and that's going to be caught out there by Fergus Ball's left fielder, Tustin Mann. So two outs. And here's Kevin Kramer.
Six at-bats already for Kevin Kramer today.
Kevin has two hits, 2-for-5 so far. And here's the pitch. Low and away a ball, 1-0. One oh the count, two outs, 2-1. Dan Berg at second, Carson Geislinger at first. And Kramer takes low for a ball, and 2-0. Light rain falling on us here in Melroy has not stopped play by any means out on the field. It's just moved the fan base around a little. Kramer fouls it to the net here, and the count at 2-1.
That net is sure a nice invention, isn't it?
Oh,
my goodness.
So much nicer
than
the chain link.
Yep. Feet are decent.
Two balls, one strike. Kramer pops this one up over by first. And now foul ground. It's Stanislavski making the catch for the out, and that will end the Clippers' ninth. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on base. We played 8.5. Watkins 6, Fergus Falls nothing. We're back in a minute with the bottom of the ninth.
If you're craving some really good food, then hop on over to Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Painesville. The Broasted Chicken 8-Piece Family Pack has become so popular for families on the go. It's 8 pieces of broasted chicken, potatoes, and coleslaw for only $18.99. Queen Bee's can make your favorite homemade pizza or buns for the party you're hosting, and they'll have it ready to go when you arrive curbside or inside. For special events and catering, contact Doris, Jen, or Trisha at Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Painesville. Phone 243-3975. That's 243-3975.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Top of the ninth inning, we'll get a pinch hitter for the Fergus Falls Hurricane.
Mitch Porter will take a shot at Matt Geislinger here in the ninth inning.
Geislinger has retired 15 straight hitters.
Yeah, unreal.
Mitch Porter, a right-handed hitter, with the count of one ball, no strikes. There's a fastball strike, and 1-1. Matt Geislinger struck out 11. Pitch a little bit low, a ball in 1-1. Struck out 11, walked one, and given up just two hits. Nothing hit hard off of them today, really.
Not a thing. No, really not.
A couple lazy fly balls. Pitch a little bit low and inside, and the count 3-1 to Porter.
13 men on base so far for Watkins that left.
So the Clippers have had some base runners. Porter will follow that to the backstop and the count full at 3-2.
16 hits, so yeah, they have base runners.
I tell you, Hennenkamp's been doing a nice job, though, getting him on the units.
Here's a shot by Porter to right field. Bird comes up, throws to first, and not in time as Porter trips over Brendan Afton. That was a really close play at first base yet. Oh!
That it was. Bird come up. He'd seen that coming, didn't he?
He did.
Shot at him.
There goes Matt's streak. I guess I jinxed it by talking about it.
And go, Randy.
Thomas Bosek to the plate. Here's a ground ball to block at second. They flip to short for one. The relay, that slips off of Nolan's hand. And Lincoln Hogan backing it up catches it before it goes into the dugout in the air.
Unreal.
Is that hustle or
that
what?
That is hustle.
Oh.
Wow.
That was headed into the dugout because the ball was wet when Nolan let it go. And Lincoln Hogan backing it up at first makes the catch.
As far as he could stretch, he got a hold of that.
He did.
Unreal.
So a fielder's choice. Bosek now the base runner. And here's Poston Mann at the plate. The strike call. The man in 0-1. Oh, on the count. Matt Geislinger kicks and delivers. Shot to second, pass block in the center field. Throw comes back into the infield, and Kevin Kramer misses block his cutoff, and Lincoln Hogan again there to pick the ball up. So a couple hits in the inning off of Matt. Probably a couple of the more harder hit balls today.
That one was smacked pretty good, wasn't it?
We're in the bottom of the ninth inning. That game over in Springfield is done after 7. Still 12-4 now, Rockies. Here's Darren Stanislavski. The pitch 2. Darren is outside of ball 1-0. Stanislavski has not figured out Matt Geislinger today.
Not.
0-3, 3 strikeouts. Geislinger looks back to second, and Stanislavski swings and misses strike 1.
He's having nightmares.
1 ball, 1 strike.
Or he will have nightmares.
He will, yeah. Visions of little fastballs jumping in your head. Stanislavski pops this one up in the infield. This should be infield fly. And caught there by Nolan Geislinger at short.
It was like he got off about halfway to third base on that one, that little pop-up, you know. He could have got caught off pretty easy there.
That'll bring up Shane McGuire. Or excuse me, Sean McGuire. Sean McGuire, 0-3 today. Ozek at second. Over at first base, it's Mann. And the pitch inside to McGuire, and ball 1. 1-0 the count. Geislinger's pitch. McGuire squips this one on the ground to short. Geislinger up with it. Throw to first. Out!
Got him.
Out at first. McGuire is thrown out. 6-3 on the putout, and that will end the inning for Fergus Falls. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, 2 left on base. Your final score today, Watkins 6 and Fergus Falls nothing.